Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Conroy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Pesci moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pesci scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gutteridge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Judd covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Judd moves to third. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judd scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive towards short. Pesce catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Auker moves to third. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. Auker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judd hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesce hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Auker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Doerr moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Lupien steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 2 in the game. Conroy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judd hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Judd moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesce bunts for a double play. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lupien bunts for an out with unknown description. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judd hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesce hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell pinch hits for George Caster. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.